Blog Talk Radio.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry, this is Teacher Margaret Tindall and the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast, coming to you by way of UFCCM Anointed Radio. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you all for joining us each month, whether you're listening on your phone, on our Facebook page, or at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We're so grateful and thankful that God, in his grace and mercy, has allowed us to come together yet one more time with another opportunity to continue as co-laborers in the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training. We're so excited about all that God is doing in and through the UFCCM, and a hearty thanks to each and every one of you for your continued prayers and ongoing support as we continue in this ministry. We give honor today to God, to our ecumenical patriarch, His Eminence Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., to the UFCCM Episcopal Board of Bishops, to all of our national officials, clergy, and affiliates, and everyone from everywhere. We're so happy that we are able to share together this morning. Before we go in prayer, I want to remind us that today we take time to remember the people and events of September 11th, 2001, and we honor those whose lives were taken. We grieve yet with the families who lost loved ones, and we thank those men and women who sacrificially gave to help those in distress. We cannot fully understand why these events happen, but I tell you what we can do. We can place our trust in God and know that He is always in control. As we go to the Lord in prayer right now, let us remember the significance of this day. Let us ask for peace and unity in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our ecumenical patriarch and our mother bishop and for our UFCCM worldwide. Father God, we come before you this morning, this afternoon for some. We come before you, Father, with thanksgiving and praise and worship and awe of you and who you are. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. And most of all, we thank you for your precious Son who sacrificed to pay the penalty for us. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together once again. We thank you for the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. We thank you for all of our leaders and our affiliates. We thank you, Lord, for our speaker today, Lady Davis. And we just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you're doing right now, and all that we trust you to do. We thank you for touching and raising up our ecumenical patriarch, because we know, Father, that all we have to do is come before your throne in prayer. And whatsoever we ask in Jesus' name, if we have faith, we know that it shall be done. We ask you now as we go into our broadcast today, Father, we wait in great anticipation for what it is you would have us to know, to learn, and to understand today. Bless our speaker, oh, Father God, and let it be used. Let the words be used to reach out to someone. And as we hear it, let us go forth and share the word with others who may not have had the opportunity to be here with us today. Father God, we're going to leave it in your hands, trusting and knowing that you have all power. And Father, we just thank you because your word lets us know that we are to trust in you. So do not fear. You said you are with us, and for us not to be dismayed, for you're our God. And you promised to strengthen us and help us and uphold us with your righteous right hand. Father, we stand on these promises and on your word. This we ask in Jesus' name. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen. I thought of that scripture this morning, that the words of Jesus, in context for my comments about September 11th and other tragedies that are going on. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. But I want you to know this morning, as I woke with this passage of scripture on my heart, and I believe that the Lord placed it there for me to share it. And it's a familiar one. We all know it, I believe. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. As I think about this scripture, it is relevant and applicable today, and God's promise still stands true that if we will obey and keep his conditions, that if we humble ourselves and pray and seek him and turn from wickedness, he will forgive and heal the land. We in the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries are abiding this and in this word, and we're meeting God's condition for healing our land. The condition is if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek his face. And as we faithfully continue to move forward by faith, not only are we moving forward, but we are on our knees before the Lord, humbling ourselves and seeking his face. As each month, this entire ministry, the UFCCM, goes before the Lord in nonstop 24-hour prayer. And not only then do we pray, but we pray without ceasing. And so we partakers of the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training come to you faithfully each month. And we've been coming to you for the last 6 years each month and are continually seeking God's face through messages focused on his word, messages of hope, messages of encouragement, messages of inspiration, and messages to build us up spiritually and empower us in our Christian walk as we move forward by faith. Amen, amen. We're so honored to have as our speaker for today Lady Deborah J. Davis, a teacher of God's word and a faithful, lovely, beautiful woman of God. When I recall first meeting Lady Davis, She has such a beautiful and warm spirit. I just fell in love with her and just love her so much because she is such a beautiful exemplar of Christian womanhood. She's a woman who learned how to trust God at an early age. She was born in Detroit, Michigan, and relocated to Texas while her dad served in the military. And it was there in Texas, excuse me, where she met and married her husband, our very own Bishop Marion E. Davis, who is our UFCCM provincial bishop in the state of Texas. And Lady Davis and Bishop Davis have been married for over 40 years, and they have one child, Nakisha. Together, they serve the people of God and reach out to lost souls through their ministry, the Harvest Ministries, Seed of the Word for the World in Killeen, Texas. Lady Davis is not only a woman of the Spirit, but she is trained in the secular context. She is employed by Texas A&M University Central as a business analyst on the enterprise applications team. And to me, what that means is that she knows her way around computers and software. She is a powerful teacher of the Word of God and has been blessed with the gift of encouraging others to become what God has called them to be. Lady Davis has a passion for inspiring youth and women to excel, and she's cognizant of the fact that her ministry is to complement that of her husband. And what a wonderful, powerful team of faith they are. We're so delighted to have Lady Davis as our speaker today for this broadcast. And her topic for today is speak. Speak. When she shared that with me, I was just overwhelmed and so intrigued. I can hardly wait to hear what God has in store for us today to speak to our hearts and encourage us to continue to move forward by faith. So without further preliminary, we bring to your hearing Lady Deborah J. Davis. Good afternoon, Lady Davis.
Good afternoon, Teacher Tindall. Good morning in Texas. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I am excited about being a part of UFCCM, and not only being a part of the UFCCM, but part of the Laity Outreach broadcast today. I just, first of all, want to give honor to God for trusting me with his precious word, and to our EP, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., and our Mother Bishop. And, of course, to my husband, Bishop Marion Davis, who is, of course, my biggest supporter. Of course, my mom would dispute that, but it's good to have a lot of people that support you. And yes, to the Board of Bishops, and Teacher Tindall, to you for the invitation to share the Word of God, for putting your trust in me. And also to all the saints of God, I just want to say good morning and good afternoon, depending on where you are. Teacher Tindall, a couple of days ago, she asked me for the theme or what my topic would be, and when I told her speak, she said, I can hardly wait to hear what the Lord will bring forth for us through you. And that was a couple of days ago, and I told her, yeah, I'm wondering what he's going to say too, but I want you to know that there is a word from the Lord. It has been a struggle for me because I am out of my comfort zone as usual. When she asked me, it was a few months ago, would I speak? And I said, yes, thinking she'd forget. But lo and behold, a couple of weeks ago, she said, oh, yeah, I remember you said yes. And I was like, oh, man. So, Tindall, thank you for being on your game. I know that my job is to speak the word of God. And if you all would just bow with me for a moment as I offer up a quick prayer to the Lord. Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity to boldly declare your word. I ask that you would speak through me with clarity and with accuracy. And I pray, Lord God, that the word would be sown on good ground, and that once it is sown, it will reap a harvest that's so plentiful that there won't be room enough to receive it. All we can do is run out and share it. Thank you in the name of Jesus for this opportunity. But I am, like I said, there is a word. The theme for UFCCM for 2021 and for the Laity Outreach broadcast was given to me as continuing to move forward by faith. And that word continuing indicates that to me that we have already been moving forward. And as Teacher Tindall said, the Laity Outreach broadcast, which I did not know, has already been going for 6 years, bringing forth the Word of God. And as I think about continuing, to move forward, that means that we're not stagnant, that we are ready to change and we are constantly changing. You know how water sits and it gets stagnant, it gets stale. That is not the case for the UFCCM. We are going to continue to move forward or to advance by faith. And I know that that faith and that confidence is trust and reliance in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that to help us in our efforts to advance by faith, the topic that I spoke, as Teacher Kendall said, was to speak. That was what the Holy Spirit laid into my spirit, the word speak. It means to say something, to verbally communicate or to decree something. Hebrews chapter 11 in the New King James Version, verse number 3 says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, meaning it was formed at God's command, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible or things or anything that could be seen. So God basically framed the world by making something out of nothing. He first framed it. And when you look at the book of Genesis, it speaks about how God began to fill that frame that he created. Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How did he create it? He created it by speaking. He spoke. Psalm 33:6 says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth. And when you look at verse 9, it says, for he spoke, and it came to be. It says that he commanded it, and it stood firm. When you look at Genesis chapter 1 in its entirety, or at least through verses 1 through 10, I'm going to briefly cover those, because I want to talk about how God began to speak and things began to happen. It says, and God said in verse 1, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let there be a firmament or an expanse or a space in the midst of the waters. Let the waters be gathered together and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Let the earth bring forth grass and herb-yielding seed and fruit trees and light and seasons and moving creatures, every kind of cattle that creeps. And it was so. And then when you get down to verse 8, it says that God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And then down in verse 10, it says that he blessed them. When he blessed man, he gave them 5 specific things to do. First of all, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue the earth, and have dominion over every living thing that he had created in the previous verses. All that he created, men are to have dominion over. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. And when you look at these scriptures, we see that when God spoke, things happen, things begin to move, things begin to change. Our theme, continuing to move forward by faith, will only happen if we do what God does. God spoke, so we have to speak as well. Amen? We have to speak like God spoke. In Job chapter 22, verse number 28, it says that thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When you look at this scripture, it's a powerful testament to the power of spoken words. When we decree and declare according to God's word, we're operating in our dominion authority that he spoke of in Genesis chapter 1, verse 10, about having dominion, and we're activating our power to establish God's will on earth. That is our job, to operate in our dominion authority, to activate our power to establish God's will in the earth. We decree, meaning that we command and we proclaim it. Then it says that God establishes it, and then it comes to pass in the form of light or in the form of revelation. And when you look throughout scripture, even Jesus set several examples of the power of speaking. Remember when he was in the ship and the storm came, he was with his disciples and he was in the bottom of the ship and he was sleeping, and they woke him up because the storm was rocking the boat. How many times do our boats get rocked and we'd be like, okay, Jesus, we know he's there, but we still going to wake him up again, even though he lives inside of us. Amen. But it says that in Mark chapter 4, verse 39, Jesus got up, he rebuked the wind. Wonder how he rebuked it. And it says that he spoke into the seas, peace be still, be quiet winds, be quiet seas. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I love that scripture because it says that we have this same authority. All we got to do is speak to the thing that is the obstacle that's facing us. Say something to it. In verse 40, this part kind of makes me sad sometimes because I think about myself. When the Lord gives me a word to share, it's generally something he's given to me for me, but hopefully it will help somebody else in the process. But verse 40, he says, why are you so afraid? How is it that you still have no faith? You've been walking with me all these years, and still you're fearful when a storm comes. Speak to that storm and watch it begin to move. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And think about this. God's word is a seed. I want you all to grasp this revelation. God's word is seed. When we speak his word, it's the equivalent of sowing seed. Think about when you got saved. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it says that when we got saved, we were born again, not of corruptible or perishable seed, but of incorruptible or imperishable seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. God's word is alive, and when we speak his word, we speak life. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse number 63, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. We have to get this if we're going to continue to move forward by faith. Amen. God's word is spirit and it is life. His words are alive. They contain life. And when you look at the words in your Bible, they may look like they're lifeless. They may look like they're powerless. But seeds look that same way when you open up a pack of seeds. But they are not without life and they are not without power. Just like seeds, the Bible is full of unseen life until we begin to speak it. Now, some of you know this already. I am an amateur gardener, meaning I love to go out there and pretend like I know what I'm doing, but I really don't. I have some little tips and things I've learned over the years. But this year, I decided to make my own botanical garden, my private garden where I can see my own butterflies. Like, I've even named some of the butterflies, but I have my own butterflies, my own bees, my own hummingbirds. They come by and visit my garden. But this year, I buy several plants, and sometimes I buy seeds, but I bought a pack of zinnia seeds. And when I opened up that pack of seeds, it looked like these little black specks of nothingness. And I was like, I don't know what this is going to do. So I just kind of blew it on top of the dirt and covered it a little bit in a spot, not thinking strategically, like the pack said, they're going to get this big or they're going to do that and they need to be this way. I didn't think about that. I just put them in the ground like, okay, we'll see what happens here. And I tell you now, that zinnia plant is the biggest, most beautiful plant that I have out there in my botanical garden. It grows these big, giant flowers that I cut constantly. I've been able to share bouquets with my neighbors and with my family, but the flowers are so beautiful, and it is still producing. It keeps, even though those little seeds look like nothing, it is still producing. And I want to share with you that the Word of God is just like that. When we speak the Word of God and not doubt in our hearts and our minds, it'll be just like that pack of seeds. In Mark 11, verse number 23, Jesus said, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says." We got to speak, saints. We got to say something, and something that lines up with the word of God. In Mark chapter 4, it's the parable, I know we all know this, the parable of the mustard seed, so I'm not going to read that. When you have time, go back and read Mark chapter 4, verses 30 through 32, where Jesus is explaining that the kingdom of God works just like seed. So if we are to understand God's kingdom and how he operates, we have to understand how seeds operate. So I'm going to give you 11 characteristics about a seed, and I'm going to go through these quickly because I do want to make sure I stay within our timeline. But the first one is a seed is alive. It contains life. So when I look at it, like I said, I looked at that pack of seeds. I couldn't see the life in it. I couldn't feel the life. I couldn't hear the life, smell the life, or taste the life of that seed. But I know that the seed was alive because the proof is out there in the plant. And the only way to prove that the seed is alive is that you have to plant it. The same thing applies with the Word of God. You have to sow or plant the Word of God. Number two, a seed does nothing until it is planted. So the best way to plant the seed of God's word in your life is by speaking the word. You got to say something. Number three, a seed is much smaller than the plant that it produces. I mean, we see that with the parable of the mustard seed, but this pack of zinnias is providing shade all over that garden, and those butterflies, one of them I named, she's big, black, yellow. I named her Blello, and I also have a black and orange, which I named Blorange. They come regularly and feed on those zinnias. So it's much smaller than what it looks like it's going to produce. So when you think about your problem, in comparison to your problem, the scripture may seem like it's small, but when you plant it, that word will grow in you, and you will overcome that problem. Wow. Number four, a seed always produces after its kind. Now, I want to put a warning here, a word of warning, that you have to be careful because not only the word of God, but all words are seed. So we have to be very, very cognizant about what we allow to come out of our mouth, what we allow to be spoken when we're faced with a situation. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7 says, "Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." So whatever you need, whatever you desire, find a scripture that relates to that. Then plant those scriptures inside of yourselves abundantly. Those seeds will grow up and produce a harvest of what you need or what you desire. Don't sow based on what you see. sow on what you know what the Word of God says for the situation. Amen?
Amen.
All seeds, all words are seeds. And then number five, a seed is powerful. As the seed begins to grow, it pushes up dirt and rocks and whatever obstacles are in the way. And God's word is the same way. When you plant that in your heart, it's going to push anything out of the way that's going to hinder it from accomplishing what it is that it's supposed to accomplish. Number six, a seed begins its growth in secret. It's underground. And the only way to tell if a seed is growing is to dig it up or to wait for the plant to appear. But if you dig it up, you may kill it. So don't dig up your seed by saying something contrary to what you're already confessing according to the word of God. Number seven, a seed takes time to produce. No one expects a seed to produce a harvest the same day that the seed is planted. That would be nice, but that's not the way it always happens. Sometimes the word of God may seem to spring up and bear fruit immediately, but we have to know the details and understand that that is probably the fruit of the word that grew in that person's life over time. So some things may seem to come quicker, but that's because they have been sowing some years probably in their lives. Number eight, a seed is persistent. It never gives up. It works day and night. Even when you sleep, the seed that you planted is working and growing, and it's expressing itself so that it can fulfill the harvest that it set out to meet. And then number nine, a seed is not affected by other seeds. So whatever happens to other seeds doesn't make any difference to that specific seed that you just planted. Every seed sticks to its own task. Like, for instance, say you have a wheat seed and you accidentally planted in the cornfield. It's going to still produce wheat even though it's among corn. Seed does not become discouraged. It does not quit. It doesn't even get discouraged if it sees another seed die. It's still going to accomplish what it needs to accomplish. Number 10, a seed will stop growing if you don't nourish it. We have to protect our seed. We have to take care of our seed until it's time to harvest it. A seed which is dug up or not watered will not produce. Don't dig your seed up by confessing negative things that don't apply to the word of God. And I think about this. This goes back to that word of warning. All words are seed. When you look at your situation, don't speak. Even if your situation is a person, don't speak what you see in that person. Speak what God's word says that person can be. Amen?
Amen.
And then number 11, the final one, more seeds. The more seeds you plant, you produce, the larger your harvest will be. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 says, "This I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." So I want you to begin to think on these 11 truths about seeds and allow the Holy Spirit to help you to apply them to the role that God's word plays in your life. Speak words of life over the UFCCM. Speak words of life over our own lives. Speak words that are going to move the ministry forward, continue to move the ministry forward. And remember, when we speak in seed, we are speaking by faith. We are moving the ministry forward by faith. Speak words that line up with God's word. For instance, I just thought of some things that I constantly say over my own life, but the same thing applies over the UFCCM. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. All of our needs are met according to the riches of God. We are the lender and not the borrower. We are rich, not poor. We lack nothing. Everything that we need to move this ministry forward is already there. It's in the word of God. We just got to believe it by faith. And our theme for the 2021 says that we are doing just that. So continue in that. And then I was thinking about in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, the Lord says that my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So we have to think on a higher level. We can't immediately open up our mouths and burst out the first thing that comes to mind. We have to think the way God would think and see things the way God sees them. So as I wind down to a close, I came up this morning. The Lord gave me this acronym for SPEAK. S-P-E-A-K. And if you have your pens available, write this down because I think it's going to help us if we can remember to focus on the fact that, first of all, we are supposed to speak, but we are speaking the word of God. We are speaking the word of life. We're not speaking what we see, but we're speaking what we believe. Amen? You may see all kinds of things happening, but that's not your reality. Your reality is what the word of God says over you. So when you look at speak, the first letter, S, means to stop. Before you open your mouth, stop. Take a pause. Take a break. And you know, this is a hard one for me. It's really hard because your mind immediately says, you're going to say whatever you're going to say, right? But stop before you open your mouth. And then the P is perceive. That means to comprehend or to discern or to become aware of what it is that's really happening. What do you comprehend is happening? So you stop, and now you're focusing on discerning what it is that you are about to deal with. And the E stands for evaluate. It means to assess or calculate the cost of what you are about to say or what you are about to do. You don't want to do anything that's going to kill the seed that you've already been sowing. And a lot of times this will happen when we deal with people. You're already saying, okay, God, he is this or she is that. But then when they do something, you don't take time to stop and evaluate what you're going to say about them. You speak what you're seeing at the moment. But we can't do that as the UFCCM and as ministers of God. We have to do what God says to do. We have to speak what God says to speak. And then the A stands for to act. And I'm going to roll right on into the K. We're going to act and take action based on the knowledge of what God's word says about the situation, not what we see. So we're going to stop, we're going to perceive, we're going to evaluate, and then we're going to act on that knowledge. We're going to speak what God says. We're not going to speak what we see. We're going to walk by faith and not by what we see. And I know we say these things all the time, and when it comes time to putting the pedal to the metal, we oftentimes will step out into our fleshly answer, which is what we see. But I want us to begin to speak those things that God speaks. Speak those things that be not as though they're already done, because that is the part of the faith walk that we're talking about. Mm. And that is all I have for you. I hope that the Lord, I do speak kind of quickly, so I hope that you were able to grab that and that take hold of it. And again, I am so grateful for the opportunity to be able to share the word this morning. Thank you, Teacher Tindall.
Amen. Lady Davis, oh, this is just, oh, I don't even have words to speak right now. I'm just overwhelmed with all of this that you have brought to our hearing. We're going to take a quick break, Bishop Haywood, so we can kind of start digesting and let this kind of swirl around us. And I know that we're going to have some callers on the line who have been blessed by this word. So we'll be right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my goodness. This powerful word, so rich and so full. Each of these statements and points that Lady Davis brought could be a lesson, a lengthy lesson and message and discourse in and of itself. We are just so overwhelmed by the word. And Lady Davis, I want you to know that I was thinking about your topic, speak, and I didn't know what you were going to say, but the other day I was on our women's ministry discussion, and we were talking about different things, and the thought dropped into my mind, don't give it legs. And it was a thought about negativity and being feeling like you're a victim and you can't make it. You know, when you give something legs, it can walk.
Yes, indeed.
Amen. And I have this piece of paper right here in front of me where I wrote this down on Monday night, a thought that I was eventually maybe going to bring. But don't give it legs. And you said that in the word that you gave today, because we don't give the things that are not of God. We don't give them legs. We don't put it out there. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. But I just can go on and on, and I'm not the commentator, and I'm not going to do that, because I know that we have listeners out there that want to come in, and if I know Bishop Haywood, he wants to have his say as well. So, Bishop, do we have any callers?
Well, we'll need to remind everyone, please press 1, and as you press 1, we can bring you right in. I may take you into the screening room, kind of ask you a few little questions, who you are, where you're from. But at this point, I will just go ahead and bring you if you press 1. Now, also, those that are listening, if you have not pressed 1, I may also just take you into the screening room and just say, hey, do you have a question or a comment? There should be a lot. And, yes, Teacher Tindall, you know, I don't know that the ground is still smoking, so I don't even know if I want to walk on it yet. So
I'm just gonna...
So I'm going to reserve that for a moment, you know, because yeah, everything that was there was packed with wisdom, and I'm going to be sure, Lady Davis, that you know, I think Bishop Davis knows how to watch our streaming service. I'm going to ask you not to do that for a few weeks if you know where it is, because you know, I may preach your sermon.
Amen. It is mine. It's what the Lord.
I'm kidding. I'll give you. No, I'm one of those preachers. You know, the first time you give them credit, the next time you say it, somebody said, next time is yours. All right. So we do have a few people right now that have pressed 1. Caller, you are at 920-819. Go right ahead.
Well, this was just so exciting to me. I have a prairie in front of my house, and I just love to watch all the different plants that grow up. And they grow differently in the different seasons.
And your name,
so,
and where are you from?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, and I didn't give honor and glory to God. My name is Deacon Monica Ziller. I'm just so excited. I just would like to give glory and honor to God, who is the Lord of my life, my bishop, and Bishop Prelate, and Teacher Tindall, and to you, is it Teacher Davis?
Yes, Deborah Davis.
Well,
fine.
It should be.
Okay.
It should be Teacher Davis.
That's what I was thinking. But anyway, this was so powerful to me and so enjoyable, and I thought about this. A seed is alive, and the proof is in the plant, right, when it grows. And
that's
our
right.
Faith is alive, and the proof is in what we grow.
Hallelujah.
And this whole analogy to this, to the Word of God being the seed, so powerful, so really powerful. So I'm kind of speechless, too. So praise the Lord for this teaching. I'm going to chew on it and digest it for weeks to come.
Amen. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you, Sister Monica. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Well, caller, you are at 512-971. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
My name is Daryl Hopkins. I'm from Round Rock, Texas, and First Lady Davis is my sister.
Praise God. Amen.
I enjoy the teaching because the main thing I like to do, I'm not a good speaker, but I love to share the word of God.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:1 tells us to be imitators of God in everything that we do because we are his children. Mm-hmm. And then Matthew 16:19, I believe it is. Let me find it. He tells us and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatsoever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. So my question is, why are we permitting this COVID to go on? You know, he gave us the words to speak, And when we speak in the power of unity, God said he goes into action. So how long are we going to walk around looking like bandits and being told what we can and cannot do when we are children of the kingdom of God?
Hallelujah. Amen.
We have to come into the unity of the faith and curse this thing at the root and send it back to the pit of hell where it came from. We cannot agree with this thing going on like this. God said, when the Son said free, is free indeed. So we have to act like we're free. We cannot agree with this any longer. We must agree on the word of God and bring the kingdom of God is here, folks. We just have to agree with the word of God.
Amen.
And he made us different. And he said they would know us by our love. So we can't be in division and strife. We have to stay in unity. The book says they will know us by our love, one for another.
Yeah.
So we can't be divided against each other, and we can't be divided against people that don't agree with us.
Yeah.
We have to show the love of God. And that's all I have to say, because I get kind of emotional about this, because I hate the devil, and I hate what he's doing to the earth and to the people of God. And we can't put up with this anymore. We have to show who he is. And we have to show that we believe in the word of God. It's not just a book.
Amen.
We don't just go to church on Sunday to hear a good sermon. We have to walk this thing out. Everything
Amen.
That Jesus, the Bible says, as Jesus was in the earth, so are we. When did you see Jesus run from anything? Nothing bad happened to Jesus until he allowed it to. Nothing. So why are we putting up with this foolishness? That's all I have. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Junior.
Thank you so much for sharing, Brother Hopkins.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, I heard him say he hates the devil. You know, I often say I hate the devil. And you know, he don't care that much for you either, as Fred Hammond said. You know, but we hate the devil. We hate his mama. We hate his daddy, and we hate all his ugly kids. How about that?
That's right. Amen.
Teacher Tender, we want to remind everybody. Lady Davis, I hope you didn't scare everybody, because that was a powerful word, because the lines are full, but nobody's pressing one. So, you know, don't be scared, y'all. Y'all go ahead and press one. It's okay. It's okay to go ahead and
please,
press one.
You know, please press one. And, you know, I'm just looking. I take copious notes, and I have a couple of pages of notes, but everything Teacher Davis said is so powerful. But you know what? I like the point number six, where she talks about when you plant a seed, the growth begins underground. But this is what she said that's so powerful. Don't dig up your seed by saying things that are contrary to the word of God.
Amen.
Right.
And I think about sometimes, are we guilty of that sometimes? We say the things of God, the seed of the word, but then sometimes don't we turn around and dig it up by saying something that's contrary because of doubt or fear or uncertainty? But that is such an inspiration that when you declare the word of God, stand on it. Don't take it back. Don't reverse. Mm-hmm. Don't change course. Stand on it, because if you dig up your seed, you will not have any produce.
that was so
powerful. And then the other thing I love, that when you plant your seed, one seed is not affected by other seeds. No matter what other seeds are doing, if I'm a carrot, I'm going to grow up as a carrot. I'm not going to be affected by an onion or a rutabaga or an eggplant. So when we plant our seed in the word, we stand on it. And if we stand on it, and if we allow the word of God to nurture it and water it in our spirit through the power of the Holy Spirit, we will not be affected by other seeds around us. So, Teacher Davis, this is so powerful. I could just go on and on. But Bishop Haywood, do we have any others calling in?
I did want to say
in
response to Bishop Haywood that I hope I haven't scared anybody off, because the whole topic was to speak, and you can begin right now by speaking. We got to get out of that shyness and begin to say some words. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, and you heard it from we heard it from Teacher Davis, as Teacher Tyndall has now anointed her.
Great.
Caller, you are at 301-758. Go right ahead, 301-758.
Good morning. This is Elda Hunt from First Church in Baltimore. I truly give honor to our EP and to all of our senior and executive officials, and to Teacher Tyndall, Bishop Haywood, and especially to First Lady Davis this morning. I just want to say how much I was inspired by the Word of God. First Lady Davis, you gave us so many wonderful things to think about that I'll probably never look at sheets the same way again. And I love everything you said. I couldn't write it down fast enough. And I was thinking about when you were talking about your garden, I thought about every year I like to plant myself. And a lot of times I get the plants based on what they look like, expecting them to grow into even bigger blooms of the same thing. But I thought when you plant a seed and when you nourish it yourself and just wait on it for it to produce and see what it produces, I think the effect is very different than nourishing something that's already partially grown. And I always say that to say that sometimes we have to go back to the earth. We have to get those little tiny seeds and plant them with expectation of what God is going to bring forth.
Hallelujah.
And when we sow his seed into our loved ones and friends, and when we just sow the word of God, we may not ever see the result. We might not ever see the harvest, but we know that God will produce, like you said. And I just want to thank you for this morning. I'll be thinking about this for a very, very long time. And I pray that everyone has been inspired by what you said this morning. I know that I was, and I just pray that God will continue to bless you. Praise
thank
the Lord.
You. Thank you, Elder Hunt.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Well, caller, and of course, Elder Hunt is our new, I don't know if I should say new, but she is now our international chair of the Council of Elders. And so we are absolutely honored to have you as well. And I'm speaking from the cave of Obadiah, because that's, you know, I'm just in the storeroom here. All right.
Thank you, Bishop. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Caller. Yeah, well, they are lighting up, so I guess you encourage them a little bit. Caller, you are at 254-690. Just go ahead with, you know, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what your comment or question is. 254-690.
Yeah, my name is Ralph Hopkins, and I'm the father of First Lady Davis.
Oh, my boy.
All right.
Yeah. And what I'd like to say is that, you know, the word was truly a blessing to us, because me and her mother has been studying a book on the word of God.
Amen.
And words do mean something.
Yes.
Amen.
Especially the words of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to, you know, tell her that it was truly inspiring.
Amen. Thank you, Daddy.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Hopkins, for joining in and those words of encouragement. Thank you so much. And God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Your father. Yeah. You sound like one of those deacons that can handle it. You know, that'll take everybody into prayer, and if they don't get it right the first time, you take them down again.
Praise the Lord.
Well, blessings to you. Caller, you are at 313-265. Caller, you are at 313-265. Give us your name, where you're from, and your question or comment.
Hi.
Hi.
God bless.
My name is Sister Willie Ward, and Lady Davis is my first cousin.
Amen.
And I needed to hear that. I was just reading about plant a seed and watch it grow. I don't plant seeds outside, flowers, but I do inside. Deborah knows. She knows that. Mm-hmm. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed.
Yes.
Which it is sown in the earth, it is less than the seed that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Mark 4:30-32. God's economy isn't like ours. It's up one day and down the other. It's always the same, and it always works perfect. If you have good earth, good seed, and good water, you're going to have growth. It's if you're facing a seed, don't panic. Plant a seed. And I'm sorry. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I belong to Apostolic Faith Temple, Pastor Matt Sam, and Sister, First Lady, Sister Nikki Sam.
Amen.
And I love the Lord, and I love you, Sister Davis.
I know that's right.
Praise God. Bless you, Sister Ward. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us this morning. And we encourage you to, if you're not doing anything on the second Saturday of every month, we would love to have you listen in on our broadcast and as you are led of the Lord to share. But we thank you and we pray God's blessings on you.
Amen. Okay. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too. God bless.
Caller, you are at 254-554. You're at 254-554. Go right ahead and give us our name, your name, where you're from, and your question or comment.
Hi. I'm not sure if you were calling my number.
Yes, 254-554. I'm just not going to give the whole number, that's all.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I am Evangelist Berto from Killeen, Texas, and Teacher Deborah Davis is also my best friend. And I would like to thank her for encouraging me so much. I love how she broke that word down. I think it is good how God gives us things to do with our hands, and it makes our minds begin to work. And I love it that God used parables, and in her working with her garden, she brought it all out where we could understand it. And I thank you for that, Teacher Davis. I also like how you broke down speak.
Yes.
And I am one that needs to stop before I open my mouth. And before I say something, I will be calling Teacher Lady Davis all the time. You know, I said this, and I thank you for that. And I thank you for allowing me to tune in. I'm not too good on smartphones. But as I go along, I'm being taught. So I thank you, Teacher Davis, my favorite, my best buddy, for that word and that word of encouragement. It just made me want to just, girl, you better go on and dig into that. And I thank you. And God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist, for calling in. And you know that acronym that Teacher Davis gave is so wonderful, and it's something that we all need to take in and memorize and use in our daily walk, because I think a common thing that probably we all have in common at times is needing to stop before we speak and say something. So we thank you for pointing that out, and we thank you for calling in today.
Well, again, we still have lots of folks on the line, but we don't have any. Oh, wait a minute. We do have one more that just popped up. Okay. Well, you know, I was just about to say we don't have any, but then look like we got a few more that just popped up. All right. One moment. Okay. Caller, you're at 512-560. Go right ahead. Let's go ahead and give us your
name
and question.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
Teresa Gravenberg. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, we can.
I'm a member of Mount Zion Baptist Church in Austin, Texas, where the pastor emeritus, Reverend G.V. Clark, and then our new pastor, which is Reverend Daryl Horton. I am the baby sister of Sister or Lady Davis.
Amen.
And I just she is just such a blessing to me. I'm over my civil ministry at my church, and she's up in Virginia meetup. One of the things that she said,
you couldn't outreach.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Now we can.
Huh?
Hello.
Can y'all still hear me? Can you still hear me? Pepper?
We hear you slightly. You might. It's kind of echoey.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Oh, there you are. We hear you now.
Can you hear me now? Okay, so I'm bending down. So let me bend. Okay, so what I was saying was that where she was saying the seventh, the seed takes time to produce. Sometimes I get a little discouraged with seeing that because it doesn't look like it's really growing. But then we had a task today because we had a leadership meeting where we had to kind of reach out to our members and, you know, ask them questions. So I asked some of my members, the response I got from everybody was so overwhelmingly good that it made me know that this is what we're doing and to continue. You said that today about the seed time to produce, that is so true. And I just bless God that I tuned in and listened today.
Amen. Well, we thank you for calling in and sharing with us. And it is so wonderful, Lady Davis, that so many of your family members have called in and shared how they have been blessed. And it's so wonderful to be able to share and minister with your family. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're so grateful for all of them calling in today. And Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
Well, I'll just say this. The lines are full, but we don't have anyone else asking to come in to say anything.
Okay, so we just thank God, and I kept listening for our EP, Bishop Tindall, because he and Mother Bishop never miss a broadcast, and they may very well be listening in and not choosing to speak. We know that he has not been well this week, but that God has raised him up. And it is possible that he may just be resting today. But, Lady Davis,
We do have another that just popped up if you want me to bring them in.
Yeah, let me finish saying this to Bishop Haywood. For those who missed the broadcast today, all of our broadcasts are archived on the UFCCM website. So if you missed it, you can tune in and listen and hear the word that was brought forth today. So go ahead, Bishop Haywood. Who do we have?
All right, one moment. Caller, you are at 980-258. I'll go right ahead. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Yes, God bless you, Bishop Haywood and Teacher Tindall.
I stood at attention when I heard
that. I was wondering where you are.
Yes, indeed. Truly, I honor the Lord today, and I honor our ecumenical patriarch and to the speaker, Teacher Davis, and, of course, Teacher Tindall, Bishop Haywood. We have been listening. As you know, our bishop has been a little bit under the weather, so to speak, but we have been listening to the entire broadcast, and I, too, like Teacher Tindall, have several pages of notes. I was so inspired to hear what this woman of God has said and how it inspired my heart when she began to start talking about her planting. Of course, I don't garden like I used to since I have retired, but I wrote down so many wonderful things, but one thing just resonated so in my heart, and I said, wow, this is something that the entire Christendom world needs to hear, that when we decree and declare in God's word we are operating in the authority of God.
Yes.
I tell you, that just stirred something in me, because sometimes I think we don't realize what we have and who mm-hmm. we are. And when she was talking about the importance of the seed and the 11 things that she talked about, and I'm going through my notes right here, I was just like, wow, this is something as Christians, particularly in these days and times, we need to be cognizant of, really, first of all, whose we are and mm-hmm. how we are to speak. There are so many brothers and sisters that are speaking, and they're not thinking about the words and how they impact others. They mm-hmm. just speak whatever comes to their mind. And I like the fact when she was telling us how we have to really stop and think and process things. You just don't speak everything that comes to your mind, because that's where a lot of times you get in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I'm telling you, when she was telling us that how we have to evaluate, take time and think about, you know, Bishop Tindall preached something years ago, think about what it is that you are thinking about. And if you do that, then you most assuredly will speak the right things. So I just thank God for this powerful word. I have someone, I think it's probably my mom that is calling, but I thank God because I'm very excited about what I heard. But you know something else, Teacher Davis?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Are a gem that we did not realize its totality that we have in our midst.
I was thinking the same thing, Mother Bishop.
You know, I'm telling you, such a powerful word, and the words that came forth demonstrated words of wisdom, demonstrated everything that you were talking about, and it's so important as Christians that we really need to speak the word of God. It's nice, like my son would say, sometimes to give our opinions. But, you know, my daddy used to tell me, what I think is just as good as what anybody else think. But at the end of the day, it matters
yes.
what God's word has to say about it. That's the
That's
thing.
Right.
That's what we need to be speaking. I'm going to stop right there because I feel myself really wound up.
Yes.
with this message that has come forth. And I have to say, like Bishop Haywood, that these notes that I have, they may come up again. It's like we plant something, you know. And
no,
I like
right.
what you were talking about when you plant a corn seed. It doesn't matter if you inadvertently put it in the column where the lettuce is at, because it's still going to come up as corn. Oh, God. So what we are on the inside, it
Woo.
Doesn't matter where we're at. You know, we're
yes.
in the midst of so much turmoil that is going on. But as children of God that have been planted, we're still going to come up as who we really are.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stop
Thank
right there.
Jesus.
But Teacher Davis, I can just say keep on teaching the
yeah.
word of God that you
yeah.
have brought here today. God bless you. Continue to pray for us that the Lord will
yeah.
use us in these last days. God bless you, dear.
Thank you, Mother Bishop.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Bishop. And you know, Mother Bishop, as you were talking and saying we didn't realize the gem we had, the thought came to me that in this laity broadcast, God is allowing us to unearth gems in the
yes.
UFCCN.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
I wrote that down just now. God is unearthing gems in
yes.
the UFCCN
CCM.
Through this ministry.
Yep.
And we just thank God because we have so many hidden talents that God is in
yes.
this day bringing out into the light.
That is so true, Teacher
Woo.
Kendall. That is so
Praise
true.
God. So, Teacher Davis, this is not your last rodeo, so to speak, to you.
I should have stayed
here. Oh, praise be to God. Thank you, Mother Bishop.
You are quite welcome, Teacher.
and give our love to our enemy and tell him we miss him, we miss hearing his voice today, but we want him to rest and get his strength back.
Yes, yes. He hears you. He hears you, Teacher Tindall. He's just kind of being quiet right
yes.
now, but he hears everything that's going on. God bless you all.
God bless you, sweetheart. God bless you.
Well, Teacher Tindall, we do
have a few more.
Yes, we actually do have a few more, Teacher Tindall. Hello, Teacher Tindall?
I'm here.
Uh-oh, look like Teacher Tindall, her phone looked like it dropped out just now, but we do have a few more, and we'll just wait for her to come back in. She'll be back in just a second. But, caller, we have two more that just popped in on us just now. Caller, you are at 254-289. Go right ahead. Tell us who you are and where you're from. And go ahead with your question or comment. 254-289. Go right ahead.
This is Bishop Davis, the husband of the Right Reverend Lady.
All right.
Girl, you
right
made
Reverend Lady.
Girl, you made my excited. So all I want to say is, honey, you are outstanding. We knew you had it in you. And just keep on doing what you're doing. It's kind of funny that Teacher Tindall could get her to speak, but I can't get her to speak. What's up
with
that?
Well, maybe now she will, now that she's broken the ice.
But anyway, I just wanted to tell her that she did an outstanding job, and kudos. Thumbs up. Amen. I love you, darling. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Thank you,
Bishop Davis. Oh, my Lord. Well, this has been awesome. And hey, we have any other people on the line?
We actually do have another caller. You are at 254-423. Go right ahead.
Good morning. I'm Elder Figueredo, and I'm from Harvest Ministries, where Bishop Mary Lee Davis is the bishop and pastor, and Lady Davis is my she is awesome. And I just wanted to tell her thank you for the word, and we know that she has always been a gem. And we just want the world to know that she is a gem, and you have given the world an opportunity to hear the voice and the wisdom that Harvest Ministries, SOW, gets all the time. And we just praise the Lord for her and want to tell her that we love her very much. And thank you for an awesome word this morning.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Elder.
So much, Elder, for calling in. Thank you. Bishop Haywood?
Well, again, the lines are full, but we don't have any others. I did receive a message from my wife. She's at home with children, and it was so I was in the background with her in the room, and it was so much noise. She said, "Oh, I just can't say anything, but I want to." But I guess she'll just send you a message and say that she really enjoyed everything.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Bishop Haywood. And I got cut off because my phone had run out of battery, and I tried to switch to another phone. So I hope I won't run out before we end. But Teacher Davis, what can I say? We just thank you for this beautiful word that will live on in our hearts. As you have heard from all the different people that have called in and to express how blessed they were by the word, I welcome you as a the UFCCM, and we will be calling on you again as we do our seminars and various activities. And we just thank and praise God for how you allowed him to speak through you and use you today.
Amen. Thank you so much again for the invitation. I'm truly honored.
Yes. Well, we bid you Godspeed, and we thank you so much. And as we close, I'm going to kind of talk really fast because I think my battery is running down. But we, as always, we give thanks to our Ecumenical Patriarch and the UFCCM Episcopal Board of Bishops for their support of this ministry of laity training. To our dear Bishop Haywood, who ensures every month, and he's been doing this for 6 years, ever since we've been on the air, that every month, and I think in the 6 years, we've had a live broadcast every month, or in a couple of instances, we had some playbacks, but that was by design. And then we thank all of you, our listeners and friends. I do want to make a quick announcement about an official statement of postponement sent out by Ecumenical Patriarch, postponing the annual conclave of the UFCCM Episcopal Board of Bishops, and also the planned service of Episcopal consecration for Bishop-elect Beverly DeShazer Haywood. And our EP lets us know, from the place of godly wisdom, he's concluded that the hour is not appropriate for us to plan for the conclave or the consecration due to the circumstances that we're facing with the pandemic and so forth. But each of these events will be rescheduled and information will be forthcoming and posted. And he thanks all for our understanding and cooperation in this situation. I also have Elder Hunt, are you still there?
I can bring her back in one moment. I just have to go through this whole thing here. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Sorry, I think I lost her in here, and I don't see her. I'm so
okay,
sorry.
Okay, well, I had asked her
there she is. All right.
Elder Hunt?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, would you give a very, very brief statement? The only reason I'm saying very, very brief is my battery on my phone is running out. But as Bishop Haywood mentioned earlier, you are the chairman of the incoming chairman of the International UFCCM Council of Elders, and we would like to hear from you at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just truly thank God for this broadcast today, and I thank you for this space, Teacher Tindall. I thank God, and I just want to say I am deeply humbled to have been asked to take on the chairpersonship of the UFCCM Council of Elders, and I look forward to working with all of the elders and all of the UFCCM as we move forward in unity and in faith, and as we strive to make a difference as elders. I thank God, and I invite all the elders who are listening tonight and everyone, if you would visit the UFCCM Council of Elders page on the UFCCM website. It has been updated. My contact information is there, as well as the the Council of Elders Facebook page. I invite you to visit that also and ask you to please contact me with any questions, ideas, or concerns that you have. I will be more than happy to speak with you, and I look forward to working with this awesome ministry and with all of the elders as we move forward by faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Elder Hunt. Hello?
Yes, we're still here.
Hello?
Oh, okay. I thought my phone had died. Thank you, Elder Hunt, and we congratulate you on your appointment, and we know that God is going to use you in a mighty way. I just want to let you know our next broadcast will be on Saturday, October 9th, and our speaker will be Brother Marlon Brown, who is also the Honorable Marlon Brown, and he's our UFCCM affiliate from Mason, Michigan. And you will not want to miss this broadcast as this young man of God speaks to us what thus saith the Lord. Please keep in mind the monthly UFCCM 24-hour prayer meeting. I know that our bishop, our EP and Mother Bishop will be sending information to the various jurisdictions and the schedules. And if you are listening today and you're not participating in these prayer meetings, just keep in mind the scripture that we read today, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and make a commitment to spend time with the Lord in this 24-hour nonstop prayer meeting, because we know that prayer works. Amen?
Amen.
And we're seeing it work this week as our ecumenical patriarch was not well. And he, I don't want to divulge too much of what was going on with him. I don't know all that was going on, but I know he wasn't well. But we fell on our knees and on our face before God, and God has touched him and raised him up. So we know that God is a prayer-answering God. Also, I want to remind you to mark your calendars for our next UFCCM Laity Network Connection via Zoom. That'll be on Saturday, October 23rd at 11 a.m. Eastern and 10 a.m. Central, and we encourage you to participate. Last quarter, we had such a dynamic and a powerful connection, and we just invite you all to join in, and there'll be more information on the website, and I will be sending out an email. And if you know individuals who want to know more about the UFCCM, please ask them to check our website at ufccm.org. If you want to share the broadcast and the message with a relative or a friend or someone that you know is going through and who needs a word from the Lord, direct them to the website, to the archives, so that they can hear what thus saith the Lord to us. And if you have any thoughts or ideas, or if you want to share with us how these broadcasts have been a blessing to you, you may contact me directly at teachertyndall@ufccm.org. We would love to hear from you. And at this time, we're going to ask our own Bishop Haywood if he would give us our closing prayer.
Amen. Praise God. And again, we were so blessed with the words that came from Lady Davis, Teacher Lady Davis, on today. What a blessing, what a rich word. And continually thinking on the words of our EP and our conference, and continuing in faith, and the word that was given to us today, would you say, O Lord, in your hands that have made the land fertile, let all seeds be fruitful and sold properly and not pulled up. So, Father God, we thank you even right now for each and everything, Lord God, that you mean to us. Keep us in remembrance, Lord God, of your word. Help us, Lord God, to know that your word does not come back void. And, God, that as we plant seeds, Lord God, let us not just take what was spoken today or any other of these broadcasts lightly, but let it be planted in our heart. We ask God for blessings over Teacher Tyndall and this broadcast as it continues to bless people. Let her health, Lord God, be continually, Lord God, strengthened in her heart and ingenuity. And Father, we also pray, God, for our EP as well as our Mother Bishop and the entire UFCCM affiliates. We thank you right now that the enemy is already defeated.
Yes.
He is already defeated. He is under our feet.
Yes.
His head
yes.
is cut off, and it is
Woo.
Rotten at the core. So
thank
we thank
you.
You even now
thank you,
in Jesus' holy, mighty, and matchless name. And we all agree by saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Teacher Tyndall, Teacher Davis.
Thank you, Bishop Haywood. Love you all, and looking forward to hearing you next month. Take care, and God bless.
All right. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to ufccm.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.